from the trenches. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to From the Trenches, real life in the accounting industry. My name is David Boyer from Sequel, your financial mentor. We are brought to you by BGL, Australia's number one superannuation and corporate compliance software. Now, listeners, as you'll know, my mate Paul Meisner is over in Spain, so I have dragged in a guy you'll remember from previous episodes, Andrew Vanderbeek from Illuminate Partners, who is best described as... Oh, you're not the reigning thought leader. Oh, you are. You're the reigning thought leader of the year. Oh. You're one of the top 100 coolest companies to work at. You're the Victorian Xero Partner of the Year last year. I've been to your firm. I love it. Welcome back on the show, mate. And thank you for your time.
Excellent. I think I'm done. I'm just going to walk out the door now. Appreciate that.
Well, I'm holding the mic. You can do a mic drop.
Thanks, mate. Look, it's good to be here. We are sitting on the rooftop of the apartment where the Illuminate team are hanging out, overlooking the Brisbane River, I think. It's actually a beautiful weather, beautiful end of ZeroCon. It's been a good couple of days.
It's been a great couple of days, mate. Let's not muck around too much. Let's get into it.
Go.
Best on ground, Andrew.
All right, best on ground number one for me. I've got a few, but the biggest one and what I love about ZeroCon is community. There's 3,702 people that came here this year. That's accountants, bookkeepers, and everybody else mingled in between. That is just a phenomenal number of people that gather together for a couple of days to learn, to grow, to network, and to do things together. And I think I just love the fact that I can bring my team, so there's six of us up this year. We can come up here together. We can get away from our day-to-day. We can eject our heads out of all the crap that we're dealing with, and we can focus now on what else is out there in the world of technology, what's out there in the world of what Xero is bringing, what's out there in the world of doing better business and caring for our clients more. So that whole community focus, getting to meet everybody else, people that you've known online for a year or two and you finally get to meet them face to face, is just an incredible experience.
Yes, I caught up with people who I've spoken with on Twitter. That's a funny thing, like, there's somebody I spoke to on Twitter and name completely escapes me. And I gave her a big hug when I saw her. I've never met her before in my life.
Yep. I reckon there was a good, five or six people that just tapped me on the shoulder. And I turn around, I'm like, oh my gosh. Far out. This is great to meet you now. And it's just such a really cool, surreal moment when you get to meet these people you've almost been having this ongoing professional relationship with for some time.
So, Stephen Leaney, Kylie Parker, two people that I got to meet that I'd never...
You'd never met them.
Nah, never met them before.
There you go.
Just know that we seem to enjoy the same stuff on Twitter.
Yep.
But, community... It can't just be for the community though, because I was blown away. Steve Amos asked how many people were here for the first time. 60 to 70% of the people put their hand up.
Huge number.
That's a massive number. So those people are here to learn. They're at the start of their cloud journey, maybe to start getting involved or forming their own little community within the Xero community. But I don't know if that's the reason why they come. It's the reason why we come. You've been five times. This is my second one.
Yep.
Obviously through the show, I've met a lot of people as well, which has been fantastic. So it's that combination of learning and community, I think, is brilliant. What else, mate? What else you got best on ground?
All right, the next one I've got here is, it's all around the theme. So one of the things that I find Xero does really well with their conferences is they bring a theme, a movement, a something that they want to express consistently throughout the conference. And this year, that whole idea was the human element. And it started with Tom Thumb, a local beatboxer, kind of using his voice and what he could do to create something magical. And it was spoken about through things like diversity and inclusion. It was spoken about what we care about, how we invest ourselves within our businesses. And I'm one of those massive fans on authenticity and using your personality and giving yourself within the business. So the idea of an accounting technology conference that was talking about the human element for those couple of days was really cool, and I was pretty impressed.
Hashtag human comes across as Xero at a lot of different levels. You see it really, really often. And I think Rod launched it last year when they were saying that with all this automation, with all this technology, it's still about human touch.
It's still about the person at the end of the day. Yep.
Yeah, and this goes back to, we're professional services. Mm. Servicing. Yep. That is a human experience.
Yeah. Yeah, we're acts of service, right? We are caring for and looking after and guiding people at the end of the day. It might be their businesses that we're doing for it. We might be using technology, but at the end of the day, there's a person at the end of that process.
Final one for you is a bit of fanboy. You've got a new man crush.
I think I met my spirit animal. And when I say met, I didn't actually get to meet. But Mark Manson, who wrote the book The Subtle Art of Not Giving A, and I won't say that word because I believe we need to manage a nice rating here.
F star K.
Yeah, there's that. But I just love the approach that he had. And then one of the biggest takeaways I had from Mark's keynote was this less is more approach. And as a business, like for Illuminate, we're doing a lot of things, and we're talking a lot internally about how do we focus on the key things that we should be doing. And it was really, do less but with more impact. And I really loved what he threw out there. I also loved the way he talks and the idea he has there. Like I said, I feel like there's a bit of a spirit animal in me. I can't talk like that right now, but there's a lot of things. I look at him and I go, wow, it's cool to see people who can present a thought and an approach in such an authentic way that doesn't feel like they're trying to force anything down your throat.
We got to meet him, well, not meet him, but we were at a smaller event with him that Zero put together for us, and I asked him, I watched this amazing clip with Chris Rock, Jerry Seinfeld, Louis C.K. and Ricky Gervais, and they actually asked Jerry, why don't you swear? And he goes, because I don't have to. So I asked Mike Mance, why do you swear so much? And he says, because it gets attention and nobody wants to hear this message. It's a counter message, so I need to get that. And yeah, it swears, it's got this orange cover, stands out in the airports.
Yep.
It's a right here, right now book. What you said to me, and I agree.
Yeah, it's gathering attention. Sometimes you got to bang on the door loud enough so people pay attention because you've got a message that's worthwhile listening to.
For me, best on ground, I still think that this is what accounting can be. This is where you visualize what the new style of accounting should look like. And it's exciting. It still is exciting for someone who's coming in, who's from a high street firm, who's still using desktop software. Accounts are very, even if accountants hear ideas, they're usually slow to change because they do a lot of due diligence in the decision-making process. They often hear too busy to do this sort of stuff, too busy to change, too busy to invest. This is still more than any other conference where it could be. I think I got to visit QuickBooks Connect this year. I think that they did that as well, but the scale of this combined with the community really makes it stand out a lot from that point of view.
Yeah, it's interesting, I guess, from our perspective. Like, this is our fifth year at XeroCon. Our business is operating wholly in the cloud. We love and adopt technology of all shapes and sizes. So, what accounting can be for us and for a number of accounting firms out there that were here today, it's actually what accounting is for them. It's what business is. It's what they already do. But you lose sight of, the 60%, this is the first time they're at XeroCon. Like, for them, there's a lot of revolutionary ideas that are being thrown out there, from simple things like cash coding inside of Xero expenses to a whole bunch of different stuff where they didn't know they could do stuff. And it just changes their mind on, oh man, I can actually do this. And this is, I can now start to deliver advisory services, or I can start to create more impact with my clients. So I think there's that combination in that room of people who are doing and people who are learning. And what it allows the people who are doing to share with those who are learning. We had panels of people who are in practice, bookkeepers and accountants, sharing their experiences to the crowd. And I think anytime you get moments where people who are doing stuff can share with people who want to do stuff, it's gonna be really good, really, really good.
Well, that dives into my next piece, Anna Curzon's presentation. That went over time, went for a long time, which throws out days like this, unfortunately. Spoke about different types of advisory, and my mate Paul Miser, who's been on Compliance Is Not Dead for a long time, I know he's invested a lot of time with the marketing teams and with the product teams. Anna put a quote of Paul up there talking about basically don't lose sight of compliance as a key part of the business, but that the world's expanding and there is a clear push and there's clear leadership. They're not called add-ons anymore, they're called apps. Xero is saying app advisory is a place that we should be playing in. And when I actually look at the firms who are doing really well, the quick growth firms, RBK won this year, your firm, these are apps who are just using tech quickly. Now, I don't necessarily know if it's app advisory, but it's at least, because it's not necessarily full integration, but it's at least, and we learn a lot about integration pathways at XeroCon as well, but it's at least saying, hey guys, have conversations about technology with your clients. I must admit, if I was an old traditional accountant, that would scare the Jesus out of me.
Yeah, it's funny. So like, you're almost trying to turn an accountant into be an IT guy. Like, if you think of the old school approach to it, and like, they didn't talk about as much about like advisory services, but it was app advisory. It was definitely really clear this year.
Yeah, but the app advisory, really, you're saying it's talking about more IT. It's not necessarily IT, because what the apps do in the accounting, in the Xero ecosystem world, is what financial controllers, accounts in the industry do this sort of stuff. They're more involved in the process, they're more involved in controls, and then how the ERP or the tech is used to do that.
So they're trying to turn tax and compliance accountants into financial controls?
I think there's an element of it, yeah, because these apps are involved in controllership.
Well, you need to develop other skills and you need to be able to show that. And, you know, our clients are needing to use this technology and often using it. Like, they'll come and teach me about things they're using. So the more I can learn about those apps, the more I can advise the next client that walks through the door, and the more like a rock star I look. So,
well, I'll chuck that in. Steve Amos's final keynote. And I thought his final one was better than his opening one. I feel like he grew into himself.
Yeah, he did.
You know, the new global CEO, this was Steve's introduction to the Xero community. I thought he was much more comfortable than the second one. But he spoke about there's nothing you do right now that you haven't made a mistake on and learned.
Mm.
The role of continuous learning definitely came home strong, and the role of do something right now based on that was a clear message at ZeroCon. For me as well, NAB is, of all the banks, NAB is throwing support and throwing resources into the accounting sector.
Yeah, big time.
They had a great stand. The NAB people were great to talk to. Bill Sutton was here, a career commercial banker, the sort of guy who I imagine has had what's that hotel in that? Oh, I wish I could remember the name of the hotel in the middle of Melbourne CBD where all the bankers and insurance brokers used to hang out at. Anyway, great relationships, guys, and banking is about relationships 100%. It's about, because they basically all have the same credit policies from lending, so it is about the relationships. Great to see NAB investing in that, and they're doing it in other parts as well. I think they're doing a lot of direct debit settlements for a lot of the payment gateways and a lot of the airlines as well. So really making a play to support accountants and accounting channels.
Yeah.
And I think it's good to have big brands that are well-funded coming into what 6 years ago was a fart of an idea.
Well, they need to shake up the industry, right? You've got these large banks that a lot of accountants out there will say they've never really gotten any assistance from for a while. And I got to spend a bit of time with Bill Sutton on a conference kind of road tour we had over the last couple of weeks as well, and got to learn a little bit more about what they're trying to do and why they're trying to do it. But us small business accountants, we look after a very serious chunk of the economy. And if we're able to provide the right financial tools, and NAB wants to be able to partner with us accountants to be able to do that, it would be interesting to see how much our clients can thrive and grow as a result of that.
Worst on ground. Now, this is always a tough one for our guests that come on the show. Paul and I are very comfortable calling things out. It's a bit of a harder thing for some others. How are you finding your worst on ground?
Look, I went through about 12 things, and I went, there is no way I'm going to say that live on air. Maybe a bit later tonight at the wrap party, I might say, after a few beverages. But one thing this year I did find at ZeroCon, and I'm a youngish kind of bloke, and I love a bit of fun, but there seemed to be a distinct lack of excitement. And I don't know what that was. It started with a bang with Tom Thumb, and I felt like the vibe flattened. And I don't know if that was certain speakers that were there. I don't know if that was the way the app partners were kind of looking after the room as well. But what I felt was it was just a little bit flat compared to previous ones. I mean, this is my fifth year, and it could just be because, you know, I'm getting old and the whole rocking up to ZeroCon space. But I felt like there wasn't as much kind of oomph going on.
When you said this to me earlier in the day, I made the effort to go and talk to some people I didn't know, and that I did know who were here for the first time. And their response was exceeded expectations. I had no idea it was like that. This is new. I did feel a bit like you. I felt it didn't have that constant level of excitement.
Because your first one was last year,
yeah,
right?
And last year was amazing, the one in Melbourne.
It really was.
Really incredible. And, excuse me. So I went out of my way. Most people thought that they still had that wow factor. They had this DJ playing. I thought the DJ did a great job because she was mostly, every second song was a remix of a song from the 70s or 80s. So really,
you're paying attention.
Yeah, I want because that's the stuff that I like, those remixes. So I think they've got the age bracket, the demographics of the people that are there.
Yeah,
the DJ did a great job keeping us entertained.
Yep.
I think worst on ground for me, a couple. Too many add-ons still aren't prepared, and they end up wasting our time.
Yeah,
there were 60-70 add-ons in the hall, and they get about 15 seconds with us. That's not enough for us to learn their product. And a lot of them don't know the difference between a demo and just we're new on the scene and we're trying to create awareness. They don't understand the sales funnel, they don't understand the buying process of accountants, and they probably didn't get return on investment I don't know this, but I reckon they wouldn't have.
Yeah, it's interesting. So I got a couple of mates who were, you know, manning stands this year, and a couple of them said it was absolutely phenomenal. Like, they blew through some, like, lofty targets they set.
These are established apps?
No, some of these are cloud integrators. Some of these are some new. But I will agree, though. I think there's two things that kind of play in that. And this is my worst on ground as well, is that, one, some of these app partners, they weren't quite ready. They weren't quite ready to go, well, there's 70 other people here. How do I stand out from the rest? How do I actually pitch something that's amazing? How do I go to a point where it's phenomenal? And we saw Receipt Bank did that well. They had an incredible stand, but some of the others, they didn't quite do that. And the second part that I think played into that was the rush between when you're doing your breakouts and your keynotes. Okay, we're grabbing some food. Oh, I better go to a stand. Oh, quick it now. I've got to go back for another keynote. And I felt like there was a little bit rushed for me in some of those spaces.
And a part of that is, and I'll actually put that on you, that is us as participants not being organized. And
100%.
Paul and I, we've been on this for ages. Have a look at the problems in your business, work out what you want to solve, and go find out where those answers are. Because if you walk into that hall, I got overwhelmed when I walked in. Mm. You said you got overwhelmed. It's huge, this thing. You've got to be prepared and use your time efficiently. And just on the Receipt Bank one, how much of a benchmark they were.
They had
18 demo stands. They had over 40 staff. But here's the key for me. They were in a corner. And this guy, I'm just standing there watching, because this was in between. There was a main talk on, so everyone was in the main hall. They were still busy. The chief revenue officer, who's a bloody senior guy in that organization, standing at the front of their stand greeting people.
Yeah.
And I thought, if I'm working at Receipt Bank, I'm getting on board.
That's leadership, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, that's leadership.
The person at the front is doing anything that anybody needs to do.
Standing on a stand is hard, bloody work. So good on them.
Yep.
I received that bench. My other worst on ground was the Bernard salt was too good. it was amazing. So what Xero did is the main hall, they divided up into four stands, and you sort of put headphones in, a bit like ABE, and you could hear, but everyone was sharing the same stage, which is a round stage, and we're all sort of quartered off.
Yep.
Bernard Salt was so amazing. He had the crowd wrapped around his finger. We were laughing at him. We were engaging with him. That the guys talking at the same time as him had to stop to let Bernard's crowd stop laughing so that they could continue.
I was on one of the other stages, and I actually hopped up and left because I felt like everyone else was having a lot more fun than I was on the stage.
I was with the cool kids over at
Bernie. Yeah, you were the cool kids with old mate Bernie and Smashed Avocado.
By the way, what I found out from Bernard is that if you're a single male, you should head to Byron Bay. Byron Bay has the highest proportion of single females to single males in Australia.
Bernie providing pickup points. Good
value
on you,
mate. Value add. So let's just jump into a bit of reflection.
Yep. Right,
we've just had a couple of days at XeroCon. I sort of note, I sometimes get to the end of XeroCon feeling flat and a little bit anxious, because one of the things you get to do is benchmark yourself against the best.
Yeah.
And when you consider where you are at, that can often breed a lot of anxiety. You think, geez, there's so much for me to do. And we have a lot of great stuff in our business. We also have some big gaps that we're aware of and we need to work on and fix it. And I know you've been doing this tour of Australia, and you've set off with, my business is stuff right now. Just because I've got a mic in my hand doesn't mean I know everything, doesn't mean I have all the answers. Arguably, it just means I'm trying more, and I'm happy to talk about it.
Yeah, bang on. And that was something at the recent conference I said by accident at the first one, and it just kind of flew on. But it's this whole idea of sometimes we try to put everyone else's businesses up on pedestals, and we assume that they're more amazing. But if we can be honest about where we're truly at, like, yeah, I've got a great business, but it's also stuff. There's a lot of things that we're trying to work on, and there's a lot of space that we can improve on. But if we can recognize that together, we can share more. And things like XeroCon and other conferences like that allow people to come together with humility and actually start to have those conversations. And I think Trent Innes's keynote was about the 1%. What's the one thing you're going to go and do? And I think that's great, because sometimes at these big conferences, we can learn so much and we get so overwhelmed. And we see all these other rock star accountants and we think, I suck compared to them. You know, everyone else is winning awards and I'm not. But you know what? You've actually probably got a darn good business, and all you need to do is focus on what's that one thing you're going to go and do on Monday that's going to make your business better, make your life better, and make it more impacting. And I think when we have those conversations with people, we can be real about where we're truly at. That's where change happens, because we're not pretending to be anything anymore. We're not putting on the mask of, this is what my clients expect of me, this is what my team needs from me. We're saying, this is who I am and this is where I'm at. And people go, all right, I respect you now. And all of a sudden it creates much better conversations.
That's an amazing summary there, mate.
Thanks, champ. I try my best.
So what's your one thing that you're going to do when you get back?
Yeah, so my one thing is I'm going to hug my kids. And this is the big thing in business, is that you get so passionate, invested and involved in that, that sometimes you forget about the people that mean the most to you. And I have had a few stark reminders of that over the years. And I've shared that on stage as well. But the one thing I need to make sure that I'm doing is I'm investing intentional time with my family before work, so that when I'm at work, I've got the good headspace to go. Otherwise, you know, if I'm not starting my day right, where I'm at headspace-wise, what I'm thinking about, where I'm going, it's just not clear.
For me, my one thing, it's going to be funny because Jewish New Year comes in on Friday night, on Sunday night, and so I've got 2 days of no technology, no emails, no mobile phone. It's a big reflection point in my life. It's a big way that I look after my own mental health and sanity this particular time of
That's
the year.
Cool.
It's a big reflection moment. And it's a good time because you've still got 6 to 7 weeks of the year to get stuff done. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I'm looking forward to. I'm not going to get a huge done in the business before that happens. I've got a ton of emails I need to deal with. It's coming in the last couple of days. And honestly, mate, I miss my daughter.
Yeah, it's funny how much family plays a huge thing. Like, a lot of people who run businesses have them. You know, wives, husbands, kids. Some of us don't, but it's looking after yourself outside of that working environment. So when you are there, you are focused and you're ready to get that stuff done. Because if you're not, you're going to be thinking about it all the time. You're going to be worrying about it. And therefore, I think it almost creates a de-stress space. Cool. Other things in my world are okay. I can now focus on what I need to be focusing on.
Andrew Van Der Beek from Illuminate Partners, thank you for joining From the Trenches. Paul is away at the moment, but it's great to have you back on. Any final words for the listeners?
You know what? No final words. I am going to put a suit on. So those of you who will be at the after party, you will see me in a suit for potentially the second time ever. It will be fantastic. I can't wait to do it. David, are you going to dress up tonight? You got your Vegas shirt or something like that?
Found out about 3 hours ago it was Vegas theme, unfortunately. So
that should fit in well with you, right?
White shirt. Yeah, white shirt, navy blazer for me tonight, mate. Keeping it the chartered accounting tradition.
Excellent, mate. You'll fit in with everyone else. It'll be great.
See you, mate. Thanks for coming on.
Cheers, bud.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of From the Trenches. David and I love hearing feedback from all of our listeners. If you ever have any content, feel free to reach out. I can be reached at Paul Meissner on LinkedIn or on Twitter at Fiveways Group.
I'm on Twitter at David Boyar, B-O-Y-A-R, on LinkedIn, David Boyar.
From the Trenches.